Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper jungle and drum and bass riser in Ableton Live 12, but not the lazy kind that's just white noise plus a filter. We're going to make a 16-bar riser that feels like the groove itself is speeding up and getting more aggressive as it approaches the drop. The big trick is using the groove pool in stages, committing the groove in sections, and then saturating after the timing is baked in so the distortion grabs the transients in a more animated way. Set your tempo somewhere dB friendly, 170 to 174. I'll sit at 174. Now in arrangement, create two audio tracks. Name the first one Riser Tops and the second one Riser Noise. Select both and group them, then name the group Riser Bus. Think of that group as your one riser instrument. We'll do movement on the tracks and cohesion on the bus. Step 1 is your rhythmic source. This matters because groove only feels exciting if there's actually something rhythmic to push and pull. Option A is the classic. Grab a break, Amen style, or any crunchy old break works. Drag it onto riser tops. Set warp mode to beats, set preserve to 1/16, and make sure transients are on. Then slap an EQ8 on it and high pass it hard, around 250 to 400 Hz, 24 dB per octave. We're basically turning the break into tops only, so it won't fight your bass or your reedle drums later. Now duplicate that clip so it runs for 16 bars. Option B would be synthetic hats and shakers, but the break option usually gives you that immediate jungle attitude, so I'm sticking with that for this run. Step 2. Add the lift layers, starting with noise. On riser noise, load operator. Set the oscillator to noise white. Turn operator's filter on, and keep it fairly low at first, maybe 2 to 4 kHz. Then add an auto filter after operator. Set the filter to low past 24. Give it a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Just to wake it up. Now automate the auto filter cutoff over the full 16 bars. Start around 1.2 kHz, and end somewhere up in the air, 14 to 18 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Near the end, add a small resonance bump, like 0.6 to 0.8. Not so much that it whistles, just enough that tension appears. Optional, but very effective, add a tonal layer so the riser feels in key with the drop. This can be the quiet Reese note, or a rave stab tail with a long decay. Keep it subtle, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB, and high pass it around 200 to 350 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low mids. If you don't want another track, you can add it inside the group. The point is, when the drop hits, the riser feels connected musically, not just like a whoosh. Now the main event, groove pool. Open the groove pool. On most setups it's shift plus command or control plus G. In the browser, go to grooves, then swing and groove. Drag in a couple grooves. A good starting set is Swing 16-55 for a classic swing, and MPC 16-62 for a more aggressive push and pull. Assign a groove to your riser tops clip first. Don't commit yet. Just choose it in the clip's groove chooser. Now, quick coach note before we go further. Groove pool feel is more than swing. When you commit a groove, you're baking in micro timing changes. And those micro timing changes change the way saturation and clipping grab the transients. So in this workflow, timing first, texture second, commit timing, then distort, not the other way around. In groove pool settings for the groove you're using, set bass to 16, set quantize to off, or very low if things start falling apart. Timing is going to start gentle, say 10 to 20%, random, keep it small, 2 to 8%. You want human, not drunk. Velocity can help if you're working with MIDI hats. With audio tops, the main benefit is timing, but we'll still use velocity thinking later if you add ghost hits. Here's the trick, you can't really draw a smooth automation lane for groove pool intensity in a way that feels like a perfect ramp. Instead, we fake a ramp by printing stages, so split your 16-bar tops clip into 4 sections of 4 bars each. Bars 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 12, 13 to 16. Now you've got 4 clips back to back. Clip 1. Assign swing 16-55, set timing around 10% and random around 2%. Now commit the groove for that clip. Right click, commit groove. Clip 2, still swing 16-55, but timing up to around 20%, random around 3%. Commit. Clip 3, switch to MPC 16-62, timing around 30%, random around 4%. Commit. Clip 4, keep MPC 16-62. Push timing into that 40 to 55% zone, and random maybe 5 to 7%. Commit. Now play it from the top. You should feel like it starts controlled, then it starts leaning, then it starts getting a little frantic. Tempo never changes, but energy does. If you hear it getting sloppy instead of exciting, back off timing a little and try this counterintuitive move. Increase random slightly. Sometimes a tiny bit more random stops the groove from feeling forced, and it becomes more natural. Another quick pro workflow, use the global groove amount slider as an audition macro. Set your groove once, then sweep global groove amount to find what stage 1, stage 2, stage 3 should feel like. Then, when you commit each clip, temporarily set the global groove amount to that stage value and commit. It's a fast way to pick intensities without guessing. Before we distort anything, do a fast /B test so you know you're improving the feel and not just changing it. Duplicate one of your committed clips. Quantize the duplicate back to straight 1/16, or otherwise remove the timing offsets, and level match both. Now compare them through the same processing level. Listen for which one feels more alive. Usually the grooved one will talk more once we hit saturation. Now we move to saturation in stages. This is where we reward the groove. On the riser bus group, build a chain like this. First, EQ 8 for cleanup, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, 24 dB per octave. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6k Hz, maybe 2 dB. Don't overdo it. We still want bite. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 3 to 8 dB depending on how hot your signal is. And important, output level match. Distortion gets louder, and louder always sounds better until you actually match levels. So keep compensating output as you add drive. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 20%. Crunch 5 to 15%. Boom usually off for risers, unless you intentionally want a low thump. Transients. Push them up. Plus 5 to plus 20. This is one of the best ways to make the riser feel urgent without just making it louder. Then roar, since we're in live 12 and we can. Pick a character like overdrive, distort, or tube depending on your vibe. Early on, keep the mix low, like 10 to 20%. Later, automate it up into the 40 to 70% zone. You can also automate roar's filter, so it opens toward the end, or do a bandpass telephone vibe that widens out as you approach the drop. Then an auto filter for final movement and pre-drop control. AHB12 can work great. In the last two bars, automate the high pass rising a little, like 200 up toward 800 Hz, to clear room for the impact of the drop. That small subtraction makes the drop hit feel bigger. Finally, a limiter for safety, not loudness. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Just catch peaks. Now automate across the 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8, saturator drive around 3 to 4 dB, drum bus drive around 5 to 8%, roar is either off or barely in. Bars 9 to 14, saturator drive up to 5 to 7 dB. Bring roar mix up to 40 to 50%. Start opening filters more. Bars 15 to 16. This is panic mode. Quick wrap saturator drive 8 to 10 dB. Drum bus transients up. Roar drive up. Maybe a tiny resonance bump somewhere in the filtering. You're aiming for about to explode, not completely unreadable fuzz. Here's a sound design extra that works ridiculously well. Pre-emphasis into distortion. Before the saturator, add a gentle bell boost around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, plus 2 to plus 4 dB. Then saturate. Then after saturation, pull that same band back down. You'll get aggression and urgency without permanently making it harsh. Now let's make the groove obvious in the noise layer, because a smooth sweep can hide all that timing work. On riser noise, at autopan, set amount to 100%, phase to 0 degrees so it acts like a tremolo, not a left-right pan. Set the rate to 1/8 early on, and increase later. Shape more square for choppier gating. You can do this as automation. Bars 1 to 8 at 1/8, bars 9 to 14 at 1/16, and then in the last bar, briefly jump to 1/32 for that frantic jitter. If you want a more advanced controlled chaos effect, try a weird subdivision in the middle like 3/16 or a triplet rate, so the noise feels like it's accelerating independently of the grid. Another advanced move, transient locked chaos. Add a tiny clicky hat that stays fully quantized at very low volume. Groove everything else. Your ear uses the click as a reference, and suddenly all the grooved material feels even more animated. Now, protect your drop with mono discipline. Widening a riser can be super hype, but if you're super wide right before the drop, you can smear the center and the kick and snare won't feel as solid. So put a utility at the end of your riser bus and automate width. You can open from around 80% toward 120% through the build, but pull it back toward 90 to 100% in the final moment before the drop. That way the center snaps back and the drop lands harder. Also, do these at rushing, Test. Solo the riser together with your snare on 2 and 4. If the riser feels like it's tripping the snare, reduce groove timing, or adjust random slightly until it sits like it's dancing around the snare instead of fighting it. Once it feels right, print it. This is where it becomes a single weapon you can place in any arrangement. Create a new audio track called Riser Print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the riser bus output. Record the full 16 bars. On the printed track, do a final tape abuse polish. Add redux, but keep it subtle. Downsample 2-6, dry/wet 5-15%. You're going for texture, not an obvious spit crush. Add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2-1 and just 1-3 dB of gain reduction. It should feel glued, not squashed. Then a utility for final width automation if needed. And remember, check mono, especially right at the end. Now arrangement tips so it hits like D&B. A 16-bar riser usually works best during a breakdown or reduced energy section. If your full beat is smashing underneath the whole time, the groove ramp can get masked. Sometimes the best move is to remove the kick for a couple bars and let the riser's timing be the star, while the snare still marks the grid. In bar 15, add a microfill. Even a one-beat silence, a filter choke, or a quick cut can create that oh no moment. In the last half bar, reduce low end and maybe dip the top slightly for an air vacuum move, then let the full spectrum return after the drop hits. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without changing the drop.